Hachette Audio presents The Innocent. Written by David Baldacci. Read by Ron McLarty with Orla Cassidy. Chapter 1. Will Robey had closely observed every one of the passengers on the short flight from Dublin to Edinburgh, and confidently deduced that 16 were returning Scots and 53 were tourists. Robey was neither a Scot nor a tourist. The flight took 47 minutes to cross first the Irish Sea and then a large swath of Scotland. The cab ride in from the airport took 15 more minutes of his life. He was not staying at the Balmoral Hotel or the Scotsman or any of the other illustrious accommodations in the ancient city. He had one room on the third floor of a dirty-faced building that was a 9-minute uphill walk to the city center. He got his key and paid in cash for one night. He carried his small bag up to the room and sat on the bed. It squeaked under his weight and sank nearly 3 inches. Squeaking and sinking were what one got for so low a price. Robey was an inch over 6 feet and a rock-solid 180 pounds. He possessed a compact musculature that relied more on quickness and endurance than sheer strength. His nose had been broken once due to a mistake he had made. He had never had it reset because he'd never wanted to forget the mistake. One of his back teeth was false. That had come with the broken nose. His hair was naturally dark, and he had a lot of it.